CPAC speakers, GOP civil war won by Trump. By Wendell Hussebo on February 27, 2021. The speakers at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, believe former President Donald Trump is the leader of the conservative movement. The media, though, has written about the Republican Party and the deep divisions over the extent to which it should embrace Trump after losing the White House and both chambers of Congress. A headline in the Los Angeles Times reads, "The GOP's civil war is just beginning, and the fighting will get worse before it gets better." But the attendees at CPAC disagree. Nearly every noteworthy speaker has supported Trump's presidency or outright praised his American First agenda. "Donald J. Trump ain't going anywhere," said Texas Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. "Ted Cruz, let me tell you this right now, Donald J. Trump ain't going anywhere." pic.twitter.com/yrpairbay3g9lp. The Hill, at The Hill, February 27, 2021. Senator Josh Hawley drew among the loudest applause and a standing ovation when he spoke about challenging the election certification on January 6. "I thought it was an important stand to take," he said. Amazing. Josh Hawley gets standing ovation at CPAC for his objection to the fraudulent Electoral College certification. pic.twitter.com/wafferhadil. Maggie Vandenberga, at Fog City Midge, February 26, 2021. "We cannot, we will not, go back to the days of the failed Republican establishment of yesteryear," said Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who outlined a new Trumpian GOP agenda focused on immigration policies, opposition to China, and ending endless wars. "Gov Ron DeSantis, we cannot, we will not go back to the days of the failed Republican establishment of yesteryear." pic.twitter.com/bisqvx. The Hill, at The Hill, February 27, 2021. "We will not win the future by trying to go back to where the Republican Party used to be," echoed Florida Senator Rick Scott, who chairs the fundraising committee tasked with electing Republicans to the Senate. "If we do, we will lose the working base that President Trump so animated. We're going to lose elections across the country, and ultimately we're going to lose our nation." Senator Rick Scott speaking at CPAC 2021. "President Trump did something that has never been done in our lifetime. He stood up to all of establishment Washington and said, 'No, I will not accept business as usual.'" pic.twitter.com/imuck5ekix. Winston Wolf, at Winston 11004677, February 27, 2021. Former Secretary Mike Pompeo said, "I'm proud of our fight. And I'm proud of our accomplishments. We have truly upended the status quo," Pompeo declared to a standing ovation. Trump Jr., who labeled the conference PAC in honor of his father, hyped the return of his father and the Make America Great Again platform to the spotlight. Donald Trump Jr. begins his speech by referring to CPAC as PAC. pic.twitter.com/jsifsgtbeve. Aaron Reaper, at A True Bar, February 26, 2021. "I imagine it will not be what we call a low-energy speech," he said. "And I assure you that it will solidify Donald Trump and all of your feelings about the MAGA movement as the future of the Republican Party." And as the program was wrapping up for the day on Friday, Trump issued a statement endorsing Max Miller, a former staffer who has now launched a campaign challenging Representative Anthony Gonzalez, RO, another Republican who voted in favor of impeachment. In a statement, Trump vowed to recruit insurgent candidates who espouse making America great again and our policy of America first. Trump seems focused on the movement he began, lording the America First agenda into battle against the business-as-usual crowd in Washington, D.C. With $31 million on hand, bankrolled by his leadership PAC, Save America, Trump's coffers will strategically be invested.